Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
My good friend Heidi Stevens joins us now on WGN. Heidi, I knew that the next time we'd talk on the air, of course it'd be about a straight pride parade.
Totally. Who did not see that coming?
Heidi, I thought it was just a joke on the internet, that there was just some guy who was just kind of spouting off in Boston. You know, I hear this all the time when it comes to Pride Month. You can pretty much set your calendar or your watch to June comes, the rainbow flags come out on the internet, they come out on Facebook, they come out all over Chicago and cities across the world. And you can almost like set a bet for how long it's going to take for someone to say, well, when's straight Pride Month? And this right. This one was pretty quick, about 11 hours until I saw this story pop up.
Yeah, and these guys seem kind of determined to make this happen. They're like talking about suing if they don't get the, you know, parade route okayed and don't get the permits in time. And so, you know, who knows what will come of that, but it's a little more than just, you know, your random Facebook post or tweet, one straight Pride Month. This one, you know, they're taking it a couple steps further.
Yeah, and I got to say, I love the organization group name. I'm with them on that.
Super Happy Fun America.
Yes.
How can you be anti-Super
yeah.
Happy Fun America?
I mean, they picked a darn good name, I will say that.
Darn good name.
So, yeah, I saw this Facebook post. They're doing the route. And I guess, Heidi, before we dive into how absurd this is, at least in my opinion, I'm sure we have other opinions out there. You're welcome to join the conversation at 312-981-7200. This does bring up interesting First Amendment rights situations, I believe. I think that, you know, we are well, you know, versed in on this conversation about, you know, hey, if you organize, you stay safe, and you get all the documentation done, pretty much any group can have a parade if they like.
Yep. Yep. And I'm actually not writing to condemn, you know, a straight pride parade if they want to make it happen and people want to go. I guess fine. I just think it's redundant. I think the world is a straight pride parade. I think we have, you know, every single rom-com ever made and the entire Bachelorette franchise and women's magazines and men's magazines and the Kardashians and, like, total mania for royal weddings. And, like, all that stuff is, you know, nothing if not, like, a feast of heterosexuality, right? I don't know that we're, like, not, you know, celebrating straight love kind of year round.
Right.
I think we actually are
yeah,
already.
And the roots of pride and the pride parade, of course, don't only come from a point of pure pride and just being happy who you are, which of course straight people are more than happy to be who they are too, and that's great. It comes from a part of past oppression and suppression of rights. I mean, as all these movements come from, they come from a point of being second-class citizens.
Second-class citizens and made to feel that they should be ashamed of who they are, and pride is the opposite of shame, right? You're saying, I'm not actually ashamed of who I am at all. I'm quite proud of who I am. And, you know, there's also no shame in being straight, but no one is saying there is.
Right.
No one's trying to make you feel ashamed for being straight, so you don't actually need to throw yourself a parade out of your pride for overcoming the shame that you were actually never made to feel in the first place.
Yeah,
that's why I say it's just redundant. It's not like something we, you know, should feel you know, fearful of. I don't think this is a situation of like Nazis trying to
right.
you know, march in Skokie. I mean, I think it's a different level of absurd, but it still is absurd. Like, what has been taken from you that you need to reclaim and then feel proud of having overcome that oppression? I mean, straight people aren't discriminated against when they're seeking housing. They're not having to, like, sue bakeries to get wedding cakes made for them. I mean, it's just like, what are you overcoming?
Yeah. 412 texted in, gay pride and straight pride is just an excuse to party and get drunk on public streets. Enough is enough already. Before I to knock that text down, I'm sure I know people that, yes, it is a fun excuse to get drunk on the public streets. Not that you're supposed to drink or anything like that. But having marched in that parade, being gay myself, this will be the first time I'm married to a man and in the parade this year. There is a symbol, and I don't drink in it because I'm not allowed to, of course, on the company float. But, like, I think someone like that messaging that, you're just completely missing the point. Well, I'm not saying that no one feels that way. I do feel like, I mean, come on, we're completely missing the point there.
Missing the point. Well, and also I think it's probably, I don't know that person, but it might be selective outrage is probably too strong a word, but yeah. Selective eye rolling anyway. I mean, right. I think the St. Patrick's Day parade certainly has an element of, you know, drinking on public streets.
Fair
and
point.
People coming out there who have zero Irish pride or know a single thing about who St. Patrick actually was. That isn't to say that there's no room for a St. Patrick's Day holiday or the marking of, you know, St. Patrick's Day as a, you know, an occasion for celebration or remembrance. I mean, just because, you know, elements of something get co-opted by people who kind of just want an excuse to party doesn't mean that the entire idea is devoid of meaning or purpose.
You always put it in such more eloquent words than I'm able to, Heidi, which is why I should just have a Heidi translator at me at all times when I just throw a bunch of...
It's an app.
Yes, just a bunch of gibberish out there. You're able to put it in such an eloquent way. You mentioned, and I agree, at the end of the day, I don't think this is some sort of... I hope it's not a hate-filled sort of thing. Maybe this is just a couple of guys just trying to either be funny or, you know, but there has to be, you know, rooted in what they are doing is saying it's mocking what the Pride Parade is all about. And it's also negating and I think diminishing the importance of it and to the texture as well. And I think a lot of that is unfortunately a byproduct of the great strides that the LGBT community has made over the years. I think there's something to be said for the more people that eye roll at the necessity of a pride parade, even if I believe they're wrong, might be because of the great victories the LGBT community has had to the point that some people say, well, is it even necessary anymore? I, of course, think it is. But, you know, maybe there is a silver lining in this that is as people sort of poke fun at it or try and say, oh, now it's time for a straight. Maybe there is some, it's rooted at least a little bit in sort of the progress that has been made.
No, that's really a good point. I mean, the fact that you were able to legally marry in Illinois or whatever state you wanted to legally marry in now is certainly progress. Now, does that mean that, you know, we live in a country where, you know, people are treated 100% equally, you know, regardless of their sexual orientation? No, but it's better than it was, you know, in 2005.
Right.
It's better than it was in 1965. It's, you know, it's getting better. I don't think, you know, it would be honest to say that it's not, but I also don't think it would be honest to say, like, well, you know, let's wash our hands of that topic.
We're all done.
You know,
set and settled.
Check that one off the list.
Well, and also,
but there's still some work to do.
Yeah, and there is work to do currently. And also, I will say there are a few of my friends who are gay are posting, just ignore these guys. Don't make a thing of it. Part of me, half of me agrees with it. Like, why even give them the time of day? But the other half says, you know, a few years ago, I think a lot of people thought that racial tensions were a little bit more subdued than they were. And through the election of who we have as president and his some of his hate-filled rhetoric, or at least certainly incendiary rhetoric that can be taken certain ways, and you start to see bubbling up and what happens in Charlottesville and those things. Sometimes, you know, it is important, even if it just seems like a little thing in Boston. You know, I think there is some importance to nipping this sort of stuff in the bud and calling for it what it is.
At least having a discussion about it. I agree. I mean, I'm always on the side of like, well, let's talk about it. I mean, it does draw attention to something that otherwise might have been a Facebook post that nobody noticed. So in a way, you know, I guess we're giving these guys the platform that they want. On the other hand, like, you know, how we treat people who love differently than we do is a pretty big topic, and we should talk about it. And if this is giving us an opportunity, then, like, heck, let's take the opportunity.
You've got a really cool conversation coming up, Heidi, on June 20th. I'd buy tickets to the Heidi Show no matter what it was, solo or not, but you're going to be chatting with a best-selling author. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. So Jennifer Weiner, she's best known for, probably In Her Shoes, which was made into a Cameron Diaz movie, Good and Bad, a bunch of books. She's got a new one out called Mrs. Everything that's really, really good. It talks about her, well, it's, I won't give too much away. It's a great book. Anyway, she's coming to Chicago June 20th. We're going to be in conversation. So, yeah, get tickets if you can.
Did she write Good Night Nobody? Did you say that one?
No, I don't think so. Good in Bed.
Yeah, definitely.
She kind of is, I guess you would call her chick lit, but I think that's, you know, not quite,
right.
You know, it's a little dismissive. And Mrs. Everything is, you know, tells the story of a woman who grew up knowing that she was gay, but in an era where she certainly was not allowed to be, and so ended up marrying a man, and then later in life realizing she couldn't stay married to a man. And she has daughters, it's a very, very layered, interesting, and also fun to read novel. So great book if you are looking for a novel, and should be a great event too.
Yep. The conversation is on June 20th, and Eventbrite has the tickets. And you can go to the Chicago Tribune, click on the columns on Heidi Stevens, and you've got a link there at the bottom of this column about the Straight Pride Parade. Heidi, thanks for joining us. As always, it's great to chat with you.
You too.
I owe you lunch or coffee or something, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks.